starts right now.
Pensacola, it's 6:10. Thanks for joining me here. Hour number two. Andrew McKay is off today. He'll be back tomorrow. So everything gets all back to normal tomorrow. All set. Everything will be fine. Just got to deal with one more day with me.
Hey.
Bobby Rossi.
Everybody loves you. You read the text.
I don't know about that. I know what a lot of the texters think. They're holding it back. They're holding back. If you'd like to weigh in, though, text 850-437-1620. It's 75 degrees here in the Pensacola area. Going to be a high of almost 90 today. So it's going to be a hot one as as the rain is starting to subside. So Daphne over in Baldwin County, Daphne are warning of a scam, a door-to-door scam. This one kind of surprised me a little bit. Got this from NBC News. So apparently police are warning that there's a scam going on in Daphne where scammers are going door-to-door offering landscaping services where they're just going to put pine straw on your flower beds. Simple enough.
Yeah.
You know how the real popular landscaping.
Right. Yeah, it's a cheap option. That's great. Yeah.
Yep. But apparently they offer a reasonable price for the straw. But when the work is done, they want more money. And apparently they're just going door to door and doing this for help.
Just gouging people.
Straw on your flower garden and blah, blah. People are like, sure. And then they do it. And then when it comes time to pay, they want a lot more money than what they said they were initially going to do it for. So
what are they going to do? Take the straw out? You don't pay them?
Exactly. And that's why I'd be like, all right, well, I'm going to take the straw then.
I know. Bye-bye.
I mean, you're the one who did all the work trying to put it down.
Right? Man. So,
it's not a very good scam.
Yeah, it sounds like a bad scam.
Yeah, that's a bad scam. I was like, all right. But apparently they are targeting
seniors
homes with senior citizens.
Yeah.
And so
they're too polite to say anything.
Right, and they're too polite to say something. They're not willing to like hurt somebody's feelings or have a confrontation. Fine, here's the extra money. Oh, that's just, I don't get it. Like, I don't understand the kind of person that's willing to take advantage of senior citizens all the time. It always seems like many of these scams, that's what they do. They target senior citizens. So if that's going on over there in Daphne area, you can be sure it's probably going to be popping up around here as well, in the Pensacola area as well. So just be aware of that one. Speaking of scams, the Middle District of Florida United States Attorney's Office, well, that's a mouthful, they have been working with the federal government and local law enforcement to sift out COVID-19 pandemic relief fraud. So far, this task force, this COVID fraud task force, has prosecuted 67 individuals with 30 more pending. And let me give you a little example of some of these cases that they have prosecuted. A guy in Jacksonville, he was actually a Jacksonville Sheriff's Office corrections officer.
Mm-hmm.
So he's part of law enforcement. He was charged with wire fraud. He applied for the PPP loan with a non-existent babysitting business. In other words, he's a correction officer, but he found out there was this PPP loan money, and he's like, sure, I have a babysitting business, so I need money for the business.
So I can pay my babysitters, my alleged babysitters.
Pay my staff. No business existed. Okay. Here's a worse one. A married couple here in Florida, they got $2.14 million in COVID money, COVID relief money. They used it to purchase pontoon boats. That's boats with an S. Real estate in Indiana. Jewelry. Two dogs. Household furnishings and upgrades. So Wow. Yeah. 2.14 million. The one question I have on this is, I'm like, are you gonna take the dogs from the couple?
Yeah, right. Those poor dogs.
Like that's their dogs. And oh, I mean, I guess they will. It's just wow.
Wow. Okay.
Here's another example. Another $2.1 million from falsely obtaining PPP loans. The money was funneled into a secret account. This guy's from Fort Myers. Money was funneled into a secret account after the loan was approved. Then $700,000 was used to buy a 40-foot pleasure boat.
Oh.
I don't know what a pleasure boat means.
I'm not sure that means either. It sounds fun, though.
Safe for radio.
Go all HBO now.
Exactly. He bought a $55,000 horse. Say what?
Yeah, right?
Horses don't cost $55,000.
Well, the racing ones probably do.
Oh, a racing one. Okay, yeah. And then apparently he inflated his payroll numbers. He added fictitious employees. He added fictitious family members that worked for him in order to inflate everything. So $2.1 million. They had 67 cases that they've already prosecuted, 30 more pending. Of those sentenced, the amount of money was anywhere from $10,000 that they fraudulently, mm-hmm. you know, applied for, up to $10 million. $10 million completely fraudulent. Gosh. Like, how do you think you're not going to get busted for bilking $10 million off the federal government?
Yeah, absolutely. They'll come after you for $600 in taxes. They'll definitely come after you for $10 million. I mean, come on.
Yeah, pretty sure they'll come after you for $10
million. Yeah.
Or $2 million. Goodness gracious. And you get these stories here. There was another one from Miami. This guy got a couple $1 million and he bought a Lamborghini with it and he bought a really nice boat. And apparently he used the rest of the money to travel the world. Like during the middle of COVID, he's like, I'm going to go travel Europe.
I've never seen Greece. Yeah. I mean, yeah. Who does that?
And I hear everybody's inside right now. There's no crowds.
I won't get caught.
Perfect time. Yeah.
Man.
Won't get caught. No, got caught.
Like a it's honies crazy. On that guy.
The cojones on some of these people. We're late for our traffic on the fives, though.
Oh, sure. This is brought to you by ECUA. Bulk Waste Service is now a call for pickup. You used to be able to just set it out on the day of your pickup. Well, now you call 2 o'clock the day before your normal service day. You can learn more and all this stuff at ecua.fl.gov. And we were talking about recycling earlier, including all the items that you can recycle. We're seeing a high wind advisory on the Bay Bridge, Escambia Bay Bridge today, but I'm not showing any accidents. Other than that, looks like everything is running smooth. 90 not showing any delays. 98 also accident free. And if you have traffic tips, text them in 437-1620. It's News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
You know, we're talking about this pine straw scam that's going around in Daphne, where they put the pine straw down on your landscaping, mm-hmm. they quote you a price, but then when they're done, they actually try to charge you much more than what they initially quoted. And I said, you know, oh, come on, you know, dude, that's a terrible scam, because you're just like, fine, go get this straw. You take the straw back or whatever. I got a text that says, yeah, but they trample your flower beds while they're doing it. And that could be too. So then they're just going to, like, if they do have to take it up, then they're just going to, like, really, like,
of course, yeah, I guess.
Bed. Yeah, so.
Well, call the cops.
I didn't think about that aspect.
Daphne has a wonderful little police force. Not little, they're amazing. They're amazing. You know.
What?
Yeah, just call the...
Oh, police force.
Yeah, police force. Yeah, they're phenomenal.
So. They're little, though?
I know, I didn't mean little. Like, bless gosh, we certainly appreciate all of our first responders. I don't mean it like that. It's just such a quaint town, you know, like Daphne has this... It's so beautiful. And but yes, they have law enforcement there. And they get rid of those
trying
jerks.
To track down these scammers.
Yeah.
I've never been to Boynton Beach.
Me either.
And not sure if I'm wanting to go there anytime soon. Boynton Beach... has advised residents to do not swim in the intercoastal waterway. First of all, why are you swimming in the intercoastal waterway? I mean, I guess you can kayak, stand up paddleboard. And I, you know what? I've seen people even skiing in the intercoastal waterway. I guess that's true. Well, they're advising people to don't do that because they had a sewage pipe break. Right?
Oh, there you go.
In the intracoastal waterway. The leak resulted in an estimated 15 million gallons of waste.
Oh, my gosh.
Going into the waterway. Yeah, that's disgusting. They say that it will not affect the drinking water, but it will affect you if you swim in the water.
Okay.
So, okay. Super gross. That's down in Boynton Beach. That's going on right there. Last story here for you. Do you know anybody who's like consistently late all the time? They're always late for, it just doesn't seem like they can ever be on time for anything.
Yeah.
I'm not one of those.
No, you're not.
I'm late sometimes though. I just got a lot of things. It's just sometimes I'm late. Yeah, just how it is. But I know some people who it doesn't matter what's going on, they're always late. Mm-hmm. There's a new excuse for it. Time blindness. It's being called time blindness. That's right. So pretty sure, you know, now that they've named something, within like a year or two, it'll be considered a disability. You can collect disability benefits from the government.
Far out.
You'll be able to get, yeah, there'll be all kinds of stuff. Like, what's wrong with you? I got time blindness.
I have time blindness.
Yeah. Maybe that's how you can get a medical marijuana card, too. I got time blindness.
You can go in and tell them that your hair hurts, and they will give you a marijuana card. You don't really have to have any really excuse. Hurts. Yeah, I'm serious. They do not care. I'm serious. But yeah, time blindness.
Time blindness. Yeah,
I'm going to start using that. Kevin, yeah, I have time blindness. Let it go.
Why are you late again? I got time blindness.
Time blindness.
I was recently diagnosed online.
See my card?
Through an app.
That's exactly. Funny.
All right. Coming up here next, going to get a quick update from David Wayne over the newsroom right here on Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay. I'm Bobby Rossi, filling in for Andrew on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
When you were 18, you spent your spring break in Cancun. The party was legendary, and you speak of it often, even though you don't remember half of it. The geeky kid who sat across from you in math class stayed home, practicing calculus. You made fun of her. A lot. That is, until last year, when you owed the IRS a lot of money and called the certified public accountants at Benakis & Associates. And she answered the phone. Who's laughing now? The number crunchers at Benakis & Associates live and breathe accounting and tax preparation. It's practically in their DNA. When you need to know what the heck a Form 656-PPV is, call Benakis & Associates. When you need a QuickBooks Pro advisor, call Benakis & Associates. When you need someone who practices long division for fun, call Benakis & Associates. Now in the historic district on 120 South Alkanes and online at flacpas.com. Benakis & Associates. Leave the numbers to the experts.
You know that feeling when the car you drive starts to turn? I don't mean starts to turn in the corner. I mean starts to turn into a car you don't want anymore. Like, you know it's getting to be too long. It's not really doing what it should. You sometimes wonder maybe even whether it's going to work properly, but you're always talking yourself out of replacing it. Well, if that's where you're at, go to Frontier Motors. Look around and see. So here's what's going to happen. You'll go, you'll try a couple of cars, you'll find something that you really love, you might find something that you love a little bit less, and then you have to make a decision, but that's okay, because in the end, you'll come away with a car that you're happy to drive, and you should be happy to drive your car. You shouldn't be thinking, oh no, is it time? Well, if you're thinking that, it is time. Go to Frontier Motors, check it out, get a new car. Frontier Motors, serving the Pensacola community for more than 25 years, right behind the Big Buffalo on Beverly Parkway. Be sure to tell them Andrew McKay says hi.
The cost of healthcare is all in the news. Tune in tomorrow morning at 10 on the Pensacola Expert Panel as ProHealth will be the guest and will be discussing how ProHealth medical membership programs can help you take out the stress and cost of healthcare. That's tomorrow morning at 10 as ProHealth will be the guest on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
What'd you do this time, Brad?
I'm in the doghouse after my hunting trip last weekend.
Yeah, I was too. I blew off our date.
How'd you get out of the doghouse?
Stillwater's Day and Medical Spa. I got her a gift card. It took 3 minutes at swmedspa.com. She booked it this Saturday.
Saturday? So 9 holes then?
Tee times at 8.
To enjoy a hassle-free guys weekend, treat her to a gift card from Stillwater's Day and Medical Spa. Follow Stillwater's on Facebook or Instagram to enter contests and win great prizes. Or visit swmedspa.com.
Get ready to get down with legendary disco and dance group Casey and the Sunshine Band. Sunday, August 27th at the Pensacola Singer Theater. Celebrating 50 years of making booty shake. reserve seat tickets are on sale now at Ticketmaster.com. KC and the Sunshine Band, August 27th, Pensacola's Hangar Theater.
Listen to local talk, national talk, local news, and national news on News Radio Pensacola online, newsradio923.com, or by downloading the News Radio Pensacola mobile app.
Hit it!
With Andrew McKay, I'm Bobby Rossi, filling in for Andrew. If you'd like to weigh in, text 850-437-1620, 850-437-1620. Let's get traffic on the fives with Candy.
Okay, taking a look around, we do have a report of the lights flashing at Five Points and Pace. So certainly use caution there. Yellow means right away, red means stop, of course. But, of course, better to be safe than right. Lights flashing again at Five Points and Pace. Traffic tips, text them in, 437-1620. It's News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
All right, that's good. An update from David Wayne over in the newsroom. David?
Well, Bobby, air quality alerts were issued over the weekend for several northern states because of smoke from Canadian wildfires. Again, the National Weather Service said that they had to issue air quality alerts in Montana, South Dakota, Minnesota, Iowa, Illinois, Indiana. And Sunday afternoon, officials rated the air quality in many larger cities, Chicago, Indianapolis, Detroit, and Des Moines, as being unhealthy. National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan says Congress needs to keep politics out of the National Defense Authorization Act. He was on CNN over the weekend. He said he expects the Senate to strike down the version of the NDAA passed by the Republican-controlled House on Friday. That version, of course, included amendments related to issues like abortion and transgenders. And then you mentioned this earlier, country star Jason Aldean recovering after suffering from some heat exhaustion at a show over the weekend. He had to walk off stage during his concert in Hartford, Connecticut.
I don't think it was quite that serious, but it was pretty intense last night at the show. Anybody that was at the show knows how hot it was, and I don't know, something just kind of, I knew it was coming. I was trying to get through as much of the show as I could.
And he posted that video yesterday. Of course, he said he'd been out golfing and was dehydrated before the show.
Yeah. Yeah. Dehydrated already. Then goes on stage with all the hot lights and still hot weather. And yeah, it was just ended up being a little too much. So
I'll tell you, I could see how it could happen. I went to the show we had at the Wharf here on Saturday night, mm-hmm. and just being out in the crowd, it was insane. So
yeah. Who was playing?
It was Parker McCollum.
Oh,
yeah, so
oh,
it was a fun concert, but boy, yeah, it was hot out there. I mean, being out in the crowd, it was hot. I can't imagine up on stage, all the lights pointed at you and everything else. It'd take it out of you for sure.
After a full day of golf, that is kind of crazy.
That's on you, Jason.
See, I'd never have this problem because I would never golf.
Like, I will not get heat exhaustion because
it's true.
Won't be out there on the golf course.
That's right.
All right, that's one way to resolve it. I got an update on fundraising for the Republican presidential candidates. Top of the tier, no surprise, Donald Trump raised $35 million in the second quarter. DeSantis raised $20 million in the second quarter. And then after that, it's a steep drop-off. You had Nikki Haley with $7.3 million. Then Tim Scott with $6 million. Ramaswamy had $7.7 million, but $5 million of that was a personal loan from himself. So he really only raised $2.7 million.
Okay.
And then Chris Christie, who's only been in the race for about a month, raised $1.65 million. So Chris Christie, who's only been in the race for about a month, is doing better than former Vice President Mike Pence, who's only raised $1.2 million. Former Governor of Arkansas Asa Hutchinson only raised $743 million.
You mean
Larry
Elder,
the talk radio host who ran for governor of California and lost, $467,000. And then Francis Suarez, the mayor of Miami, actually brought in $945,000. So this is pretty much, when it comes to fundraising, it's basically Trump and DeSantis. And then not far behind would be Nikki Haley and Tim Scott. And everybody else is way, way behind when it comes to fundraising. So kind of interesting.
You should throw your hat in the ring, Bobby.
Yeah, I could probably do better than Larry Elder. Good grief.
Fox News. I'm Chris Foster. There's a search in Bucks County, Pennsylvania for a baby and a toddler swept away in flash flooding. Their mother's body's been found.
People felt like the rain rushed in so fast they had no choice but to get out of their cars and try to escape the flooding on foot. That's when officials say tragically five people didn't make it, and search crews are still looking for two kids who are in one of those stranded cars with their family.
Fox Weather's Katie Byrne. A man accused of murdering four neighbors in a mass shooting Saturday is killed in a shootout with police in Hampton, Georgia.
The monster's dead.
Henry County Sheriff Reginald Scandrett. Three officers are wounded. Police say a motive for the mass shooting is a mystery. The Russian government has suspended a deal guaranteeing ships exporting grain from Ukraine will not be attacked. And two people are killed in an attack on a key military supply bridge between Russia and the Crimean Peninsula. America's listening to Fox News.
Good morning, 6:31 News Radio 92.3. I'm David Wayne. 75 right now. It is mostly clear skies here in Pensacola. Work continuing in North Escambia County as the Escambia River Electric Cooperative continues building the infrastructure required for high-speed internet service. EREC's been laying fiber optic line along their service area. They'll be offering high-speed internet for $50 to $100 a month along their service area. EREC says they've installed equipment already at two of their substations in Brad and Oak Grove that'll be providing the service. Both of those systems have battery backups and generators, so it'll stay running even during long-term power outages. The Governor DeSantis presidential campaign getting a bit leaner, one bundler said on Saturday, after Governor DeSantis told supporters he had cut some staff members recently. There's no word on how many people were let go, but the campaign officials say it was less than 10. A campaign spokesman says that defeating Joe Biden requires a nimble, candidate-driven campaign, and says that they are building a movement to go the distance. The RealClearPolitics.com average has Donald Trump leading DeSantis by more than 32 points in the race. A Pensacola man is facing charges for allegedly beating and robbing a person on Davis Highway over the weekend. 49-year-old Paul Grady Saint was arrested on Saturday after deputies were called about a robbery at Davis and Olive Road. The victim alleges Davis beat them and took $20 out of their pockets. Saint now being held on $3,000 bond at the Escambia County Jail. Well, police in Fairhope say a person that had previously been reported missing was found dead over the weekend. That person's identity has not been released, nor is the location they were found. Officers do say, though, no foul play is suspected at this point. The person had been reported missing on Saturday. And Escambia County deputy is asking for the public's help to find a missing man here. 46-year-old Ronald Murray was last seen on the 4900 block of Mobile Highway on Friday morning. And if you have any information on Ronald Murray's current location, you should contact the sheriff's office. A teenager dead after a boat crash in Manatee County. This happened on Saturday. A jet ski hit a boat on the Manatee River. The FWC says a 14-year-old boy on the boat was killed. His 17-year-old brother was hurt. There could be an extra cost for ECUA customers that want to recycle in the future. The News Journal reporting that this cost is being considered as ECUA is struggling with high contamination rates in their curbside recycling cans. ECUA's executive director, Bruce Woody, tells the Journal that they're considering an extra charge for customers that want to continue having a recycling can. The service has been included at no charge since 2016 for all customers within county limits that use the utility's trash pickup service. The recycling facility also had three long-term shutdowns in the last couple of years. It is 6:35 at News Radio 92.3, and let's get a look at our Channel 3 weather.
We're going to be seeing a chance of some scattered showers and thunderstorms this afternoon. 40% chance of rain overall with a high near 94 degrees. Overnight tonight, temperatures dropping near 78 degrees. As you go into Tuesday, high near 95 with a 20% chance of a stray shower. Tuesday night, temperatures dropping near 79. Stay connected to the Channel 3 News First Warning Weather Team. Download the WEAR-TV weather app. This is Brooke Richardson from the First Warning Weather Center.
And right now, it's 75 degrees in Pensacola, 77 in Gulf Breeze, and 75 in Milton. Our next news at 7 o'clock and breaking news anytime it happens. I'm David Wayne for News Radio 92.3.
I'm Jennifer Kishinka with Your Money Now. Growing paychecks are surpassing inflation for the first time in 2 years, providing some financial relief to workers while complicating the Fed's efforts to tame price increases. Inflation-adjusted average hourly wages rose 1.2% in June from a year ago. That marks the second straight month of gains after 2 years when workers' historically elevated raises were erased by price increases. If the trend persists, it would give consumers some leeway to propel the economy through increased spending, which could help the U.S. skirt a recession. Members of California Senate Transportation Committee have advanced a proposal that could require heavy-duty autonomous trucks throughout this decade to keep a safety operator in the vehicle. The bill would restrict autonomous vehicles weighing 10,000 pounds or more. The bill's lead sponsor says she's not against the technology, but she can't imagine not having somebody behind the wheel. She says the measure allows the state time to evaluate the issue and collect data. That's Your Money Now.
Pure opportunity. It's what Michigan is all about. The opportunity to do more. The opportunity to connect with the best talent. The opportunity for people of all backgrounds to grow and expand their business. The opportunity to live and work in a state where paychecks go farther. The opportunity is now, and it's right here in Michigan. Visit MichiganBusiness.org/radio to discover all the ways the Michigan Economic Development Corporation is helping Michigan thrive.
Did you know China starts teaching financial literacy in preschool? American kids are getting left behind, but we can help at home thanks to The Sensibles, a team of animated superheroes who help kids develop smart money habits in a fun way. Each month, they get a kit in the mail with a DVD, a comic book, access to an interactive website, fun activities, and lots more. Visit bcs-kids.com today and enter promo code CENT for 20% off. Digital subscriptions also available. The Sensibles. It's the sensible thing to do.
You know, one of the companies that makes me the most proud to represent, honestly, is Pensacola Hardware. And it's not just because they're great at what they do and because they can teach you how to install things and answer your questions and always have whatever it is you need on hand, because having done this for so long, you're never going to come in there with a request and they're going to be like, huh, never heard of that before. Because they have seen it literally and solved it dozens and dozens and dozens of times before. Now, the reason that I love representing them is because they're a genuine Pensacola institution. They have been in business since 1851. 1851, before the Civil War, before there was Levi's jeans. Okay, when you walk around town and you see a building, whether it's 50, 100, 150 years old, they're probably the ones that supplied the parts and the hardware that made that happen. So when I say they're the oldest business in Florida and one of the 50 oldest in the entire United States, getting what you need to build, rebuild, and remodel Pensacola really means that you're becoming a part of the history of this town. Pensacola Hardware, right downtown at 20 East Gregory Street.
The summer selection of Volkswagens is filling up the lot at Pete Moore Imports. Looking for a sedan with incredible style and fuel economy? The 23 Jetta S, now from $22,499. Need more space but want to keep it sporty? The crossover Taos S from $24,999. Next up is the Tiguan S with more room and third row seating from $27,999. And the Atlas Cross Sport SE with technology has high-tech features all at your fingertips, now from $39,999. But the biggest of them all, the 23 Atlas SE with technology will comfortably seat seven adults and is now from $41,995. And the VW ID4 EV is waiting for you to experience electric vehicle technology like never before. So choose from a selection of VWs for every kind of driver this summer at Pete Moore Imports. They're not at Car City, so you won't pay Car City prices. Pete Moore Imports is on New Warrington Road, just up the street from NAS Pensacola, the home of the Blue Angels.
Prices before tag, tax title, and associated dealer fees. See dealer for details.
Here are the News Radio 92.3 AM 1620 contest rules. You can win one prize per household per contest in any 30-day period, unless specified by individual contest rules. All prizes on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620 are non-transferable, non-redeemable for cash, or exchangeable for any other prize. News Radio 92.3 AM 1620 prizes must be redeemed within a 30-day period of winning. For a complete list of rules, visit newsradio923.com.
Hey Pensacola, News Radio 92.3 has it all. Pensacola Morning News, Pep Talk, Pensacola Right Now, Brian Kilmeade, Dave Ramsey. Local news, Fox News, WEAR News, traffic on the fives, Florida State football, election coverage, hurricane coverage, breaking news and weather coverage. News Radio 92.3, now heard on 95.3 and AM 1620. Informative, local, dependable.
About 90 today. There is a slight chance of rain now that's starting to pop up on the ThreatNet radar around 11 o'clock. This morning, like an hour and a half ago, it had virtually zero chance, but now then it jumped up to about 48%. Now it's about 61% chance of showers between 11 and noon this afternoon, according to ThreatNet radar. So, and then it should drop off the rest of the day and just be partly cloudy. And if you'd like to weigh in on the show, give us a call or text. That's 850-437-1620. 850-437-1620. We got your next Traffic on the Fives coming up in 4 minutes. So according to a new poll that came out last week, an Associated Press poll, Americans are widely pessimistic about democracy in the United States. 1 in 10 U.S. adults give high ratings to the way democracy is working in the United States. That's it, just 10%. The rest basically are skeptical in one way or another, and of course, all the way down to completely, you know, thinking it's completely broken. And according to an Associated Press poll, a different one, 53% say that Congress is doing a bad job of upholding Democrat values or Democratic values. Whenever I see these kinds of polls, I often think, okay, so you're pessimistic about the way democracy is working. What are your thoughts about how the Republic is working? that's too hard of a question though, isn't it? That confused people. Like, what do you mean? I don't know what you're trying to say to me. Yeah, because we don't really live in a democracy. We live in a republic. It's quite different. But 49% say democracy is not working well in the United States. Once again, because we're in a republic. I don't know what to tell you. Oh, boy. But here's a couple of examples of where they might be thinking about. Depending on what side of the aisle you are on this issue, you may think democracy is not working. Donald Trump's attorneys have asked Georgia's special grand jury or have asked the courts to squash the Georgia special grand jury report. So we're weeks away before this grand jury report is going to basically lead to charges or potential charges against Donald Trump. Back in March, Trump's attorneys argued that this special grand jury's report was, one, too convoluted. It's 500 pages long. It's confusing, flawed, and at times blatantly unconstitutional. So they asked the courts to toss it out. The judge over this case has yet to make a decision pertaining to this request to squash the report or throw it out. Now see, once again, depending on where you are on the side of the aisle, maybe supporters of Donald Trump think, yes, this is a witch hunt. This is democracy's not working. This is a politically motivated report. But on the other side of the aisle, people say, see, democracy is not working because this is taking too long to convict Donald Trump. It depends on which side of the aisle you are. Politically, will often determine whether you think democracy is working. Here's another example. President Biden on Friday announced a new plan for student debt forgiveness. So a week after the Supreme Court says, yeah, President Biden's effort to cancel student debt is unconstitutional, cannot work, he comes out on Friday and goes, okay, we got a new plan that will erase student loans for about 800,000 borrowers. It'll either be discharged or canceled in the coming weeks. Once again, depending on where you are on the aisle, some would say, well, this is democracy's not working because it's unconstitutional, he can't be doing this, he's got to go through the proper processes and blah, blah, blah. And then others go, this is, democracy is not working because this should have been canceled a long time ago. So it's like one of these things where politically people go, democracy's not working in America. And you're like, really? Is it because of this and this? And it depends on what side of the aisle you are. You make an argument on both cases. That's really where we are. It's like where your viewpoint is politically will determine whether you think something's working or not, or whether the system is working for you or not, I guess is the better way to put it. Let's get traffic on the fives with Candy.
Duality of man. This report brought to you by Irish Spring. You can fill your shower with a fresh, clean scent of Irish Spring and those sensational Irish Spring suds. Irish Spring, when the spring hits you, you're ready. You can pick up Irish Spring today. Lights are flashing at 5 points in Pace. There's an accident on Airport and Old Palafox Street in Pensacola, but that doesn't look like a roadblock. Rear-end crash, though, is a big deal. I-10 eastbound at exit 31. It's in Milton. It's the left lane to turn on to 87, which is blocked already. Vehicles still in the roadway. I think police are arriving shortly, if not just yet. If you have traffic tips, text it in, 437-1620. Again, that's a rear-end crash on I-10 eastbound, exit 31 in the left lane to turn on to 87 there, near the Shell, near that BP. Vehicles are still in that roadway. 437-1620 for traffic tips. Text them in, News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
So I do want to explain a little bit more about this announcement on Friday from the Biden administration pertaining to student loan debt forgiveness. So the Department of Education said they would change how monthly payments are counted for those under the income-driven repayment plans. So those paying for more than two decades, you've been paying for more than 20 years with lower monthly payments because you have lower income. So you know, they have like a thing like, hey, I don't make very much money. Can I get a special loan payment program? They go, yes, you can. You pay lower payments because you don't make as much money. If you've been paying on those loans for 20 years, then basically that money will be erased. Like your debt's done. You've done you've paid your money. The Biden administration also said there's other administrative changes to cancel old debts that made the loan balances more accurate. This is because they're taking into account interest. So what they're trying to do now is they're trying to say if you end up paying more towards interest than what the actual like initial loan was for, they're going to change that. They're going to say, okay, whatever you should have only been paying this much of an interest instead of, so say you paid $15,000 over the years in interest, and they go, you should have only paid $3,000 in interest. So the rest of that $12,000 extra that you paid, we're going to apply that towards principal. Boom. For many people, that may actually eliminate their debt completely. Those are some of the things that they're doing on this. Now, once again, Republicans coming out already. Republican Virginia Fox from North Carolina. The Biden administration is trampling the rule of law, hurting borrowers, and abusing taxpayers to chase headlines. So we shall see what happens with this one. I'm sure it's going to have more challenges as well. I don't know that much about student loans, whether it's stepping over the lines or not. I knew the one that Biden did before, where he goes, everybody, I'm just going to forgive $10,000. I knew that was unconstitutional. I knew that was never going to hold up a Supreme Court. This one here, where they're going, hey, you're charging too much interest, we can change the interest rate, things like that. I don't know. That one might be okay. We'll have to see what happens, because you know it's going to get challenged. All right. It's Pensacola right now with Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Text here. How do people not understand how loans work? Part of the terms is repayment. If people don't understand that, don't take the loan. Well, I will say this, though. When it comes to student loans, I don't know if it's going on still, but at one point in time, they were almost predatory, where the lenders were convincing students to get loans. And there for a while, and they still might be doing it, there for a while, a lot of students go to school strictly on loans. They don't go get a part-time job. They don't get it. They pay their rent. They buy their food. They go to concerts. They pay for their Netflix subscription, all on student loans. And some of that is just them being uneducated. Some of it is, I remember talking to one person who had $100,000 in student loans.
Oof.
And I was like, what? Why did you do this? And she said, this is how all my friends were doing it. So I just thought, this is how you go to college. You just get as many loans as you possibly can. And she admitted she was eating better. She was living life better. She had a nicer car and everything living on those student loans. And then when she graduated and wasn't making the, you know,
bucks,
the money she thought she was going to make, you know, I talked to other students who were, they basically get out of school and they thought they were going to be making six figures right off the bat. And it's, and they're like, oh, I thought I'd be able to pay these loans back within 2 years because I was going to be making, you know, $150,000 a year. Like, what's the point of going to college if I'm not going to make $150,000 a year right out of college? It's like, that's not how it works.
Yeah, tell me. <It's> no matter what you take,
imagine. So a lot of it's education. I remember talking to Marco Rubio one time, and Marco Rubio had an idea. He tried to push it. It never got passed, but he tried to push this bill that basically had every university, if you were going to get – really just if you're going to enroll in a major – the university had to tell you what the average starting salary was for their graduates in that major.
Oh, great.
And show you that if you got a student loan or you got grants or whatever, like how that would work, like what your percentage of your income was going to be paying your loans and stuff. I thought it was brilliant. Like,
that is brilliant.
To have somebody, hey, I am signing up for a radio broadcasting degree, and they go, so this is going to pay $25,000 a year.
If you're lucky.
Your student loans are going to take 115 years to pay off if you live on student loans.
That's
so
right.
If you want that degree, then you need to work through college instead of getting loans for it.
Yeah.
I mean, it's like, at least you'll be educated and you'll know. The universities, you know, I mean, they lobbied against that hardcore. They were like, no. Because we'll have to, they admitted, they even told Marco Rubio, we will have to drop programs because students will not take those programs when they realize how little that degree pays.
Hey.
And it's like, then
good.
Drop it now.
You don't see that that's maybe a good point?
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah, exactly. Oh, my goodness. Text you here. That's a fair point, but. Punish the predatory lenders. Government does not have the obligation to waive debt incurred through irresponsible behavior. We need more financial education instead of shifting blame. I do agree. We definitely need more financial education. I want to know, how does raising interest rates on a loan and making and buying a home more difficult help the economy, since we're talking about money? Yeah, that's a whole other thing. All they're trying to do on that is it's not trying to help the economy. They're trying to stave off inflation. That's the difference. And inflation is happening because people are buying, and they were buying so many houses, and they kept buying houses, and it was making the prices go up. So now they're trying to stop people from buying houses. The way you stop people from buying houses or cars or mattresses is you raise the interest rate. So that's what they're trying to do. They're trying to stave off inflation by raising the interest rate.
Yeah, but it's just causing a whole bunch of people to go in on a Airbnb and pricing stuff out of the market. Well, anyway.
Dan is doing that too. Exactly. All right. Coming up here next, quick update from David Wayne over the newsroom on News Radio 92.3.
Resetting your password, unsubscribing from emails, printing anything. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with an auto owner's insurance independent agent, getting the right coverage for your business doesn't have to be one of them, so you can get back to more important things, like learning how that printer works. That's simple human sense.
Ask Rushing Insurance in Pensacola and Daphne if auto owners make sense for you.
What would you think of a car mechanic that, when you took your car in to see him, said, you know, I don't think you really need to fix this right now. It's going to be fine. I mean, it seems counterintuitive that somebody try to talk you out of doing business with them, but at least you'd know they were honest. You would know that they were telling you for sure what was right. So what about a realtor who tells you maybe sometimes it's better not to buy, or it's better to keep renting? May seem counterintuitive, but it does happen. I know because I watched Christina Leavenworth make a video about this just recently where she said, you know, there are some circumstances where it actually makes more sense for you to rent. And then she went through and listed all of them. And the point of that is simply this. Why would a realtor try to talk you out of buying a home unless she was always just passionate about giving you the best information for whatever your circumstance is? See, that's the Christina Leavenworth that I know. You can always count on her to give you the straight answer, even if it's counterintuitive or something that doesn't like personally benefit her, because she just wants to see everybody get the best advice. So when it comes to buying or selling a home, I mean, you just can't do any better than that. 723-9158 for Christina Leavenworth and her team at Leavenworth Realty.
Summer season is here, and Florida summers can really be hot. But despite the warm temperatures, your garden can still produce some beautiful flowers and delicious vegetables. Get all of your garden tips from me, Mike Wiggins, on The Garden Line, heard on the Pensacola Expert Panel every Tuesday from 9 till 10, and Encore Hour Saturday from 9 till 10 on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
The Garden Line is presented by Barnes Feed Store, Pensacola Hardware, and Blue Sky Landscaping.
Pregnancy can be an exciting time, but for many moms, it can mean feeling anxious, depressed, confused, or overwhelmed. Either during pregnancy or after having your baby, you may not quite feel like yourself. If you're experiencing these feelings, you are not alone, and mental health issues can be treated. Talk with your OB or connect with a mental health provider in your area by visiting flbhimpact.org. This message is supported by the Health Resources and Services Administration, the Florida Department of Health, the Florida Association of Broadcasters, and this station.
A better air filter on your air conditioner is nice, but it isn't enough. It takes a lot more than that to clean the air that you breathe. This is Todd with Gulf Coast Air Care. On Wednesday's Pep Talk, we'll talk about how to keep pollen, bacteria, and other pollutants out of your lungs. Remember what I always say, if you don't have a good air filter, you are one. Let's talk Wednesday morning at 9:30 on Pep Talk.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Never miss a breaking news story or important weather update again. Download the News Radio Pensacola app and opt in for push notifications.
Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay. Andrew's off today. He'll be back tomorrow. Let's get traffic on the fives with Candy.
All right. This is brought to you by Pete Moore Volkswagen. They're on the west side, and we're not showing any slowdowns or delays except for exits. Let me find it here. It is exit 31 off I-10 eastbound. The left lane to turn on to 87. The vehicles are still in the roadway after a rear-end crash this morning. Again, that's I-10 eastbound, exit 31. Lights are still flashing at 5 points in Pace and Airport and Old Palafox, showing an accident, but not showing a roadblock yet. Certainly, if you see an accident or a slowdown, traffic tips, text 437-1620, News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
Let's get a quick update from David Wayne over the newsroom. David?
Well, the extreme heat continuing across the South and especially the Southwest. Forecasters in Phoenix over the weekend said Saturday was their hottest day of the year. It hit about 118 degrees there. And in California, Death Valley, over 120 degrees over the weekend. The final phase of the trial for convicted Pittsburgh Tree of Life Synagogue shooter Robert Bowers getting underway today. Jurors will decide whether he'll get the death penalty for killing 11 worshipers and injuring others in the shooting that happened October of 2018. And National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan defending the plan to provide cluster bombs to Ukraine.
Our moral authority has not derived from being a signatory to the Convention Against Cluster Munitions.
And Sullivan was on NBC News. He says the U.S. nor Ukraine signed the convention against cluster munitions that was agreed to by 100 other countries.
Yeah, this cluster bomb thing is definitely starting to build up some presence here, especially after Vladimir Putin's like, if Ukraine's even given cluster bombs, Russia will use them immediately, use theirs that they have. So thought that was kind of interesting. Speaking of military, Tommy Tuberville, senator from Alabama, our neighbor, he is actually single-handedly blocking military promotions. So according to a rule, just one senator can completely block nominations and promotions. He's doing so because he wants the Pentagon to change their abortion policy. Democrats are refusing to even vote on it. So he's refusing to allow any promotions of military to go through.
Dependable traffic on the fives, weekdays on News.